Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Looking at mainstream as well as social media, anyone can easily conclude that nations, and in fact all of humanity, face some huge problems. Here in the U.S., for example, many think democracy and our system of government are under serious threat. And, with what appear to be huge divisions among people, many are concerned the problems won't be solved. Then around the world, there are supply chain problems that are causing shortages and inflation. And then there's climate change, with predictions that not enough is being done to prevent drastic results. Of course, individuals can face big problems in their own lives as well. How to pay the higher and still rising prices of food and other necessities. How to ensure kids are going to turn out okay despite disruptions in education. And even how not to alienate friends and family members with different political and societal views. It can all seem overwhelming. And that, we're told, can lead to mental health problems. Are we stuck going from bad to worse? No. For centuries, people have proved that divine help is available to overcome problems, no matter how big or small. The Bible illustrates those solutions and shows how we can enlist that same divine help today. We'll look at examples this week on Morning Prayer. May we find this biblical promise true. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Amen.